Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for Corpus Christi, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. First reading will be taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 2 to 3, 14 to 16. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 147. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 16 to 17. The gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 51 to 58. The theme of our reflection is Corpus Christi, a great and the most fundamental reminder of His love. My brothers, my sisters, we must have at the back of our minds the purpose of human life, that is, the reason why we bear the Lord's breath of life. In his Contra Gentiles, Book 3, St. Thomas Aquinas notes that all things are ordered to a good, and the ultimate good is God. Thus, as intellectual creatures, our telos is to understand God and be in communion with Him. In other words, our ultimate goal is not to amass wealth or seek power, glory, and momentary pleasures in the world. The prophet Moses reminds us in today's first reading that man should not live on bread alone, because our ultimate happiness and joy are derived from knowing and loving God as enshrined in the sacred books. Thus, in his book, The Wise Guy and the Fool, Matthew da Antuono concludes that the meaning of the fact that I exist and have life is that God loves me. So, my brother, my sister, our fundamental human vocation is to love God and allow that love to flow through us as He did on the cross, as our Lord Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. And so, in today's first reading, Moses warned his people not to forget God's love and care for them, how he led them out of the land of slavery, taught them humility in the wilderness, quenched their thirst, and fed them with the finest wheat. Hence, he urged them to uphold their covenant with God, which was their response to God's love and care. As children of God, we are in communion with God. Hence, we must not forget that the Lord who cares for us is the root cause of our survival and existence. Thus, my brother, my sister, it is okay to strive to become successful in life, but it must be attained in communion with God, because the meaningfulness of life only flows from satisfactions gained in communion with God. Therefore, St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that the blessing cup that we bless and the bread we break remind us of God's sacrificial love for us, strengthen our communion with Him, and remind us that life becomes meaningless without God. Thus, my brother, my sister, our Lord Jesus insisted in today's gospel that we must commune with him at Mass. For if we do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, we will not have life in us. For anyone who eats his flesh and drinks his blood has eternal life and shall be raised on the last day. Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord himself is the Lamb once slain, who gives life and strength for success in life. Hence, we must gather around the Eucharistic table, where we recall the price paid for our salvation, God's unimaginable love for us, and the Lord's willingness to bless those desiring to enjoy a successful life and eternal communion with him. If you desire to enjoy a life of success here on earth and to have an eternal communion with the Lord, then we must commune with the Lord at the Eucharistic table at all times. May the Lord strengthen us and empower us to do his will today and forever. May he bless you, bless me, bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.